Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Peleoyitz, Oyis Dalid, and share number 274, a new Oyis, a new topic, the topic of Dveikus. Dveikus in Hashem, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we begin, today's share has been dedicated as a refuah shleima for Rifal Yisrael Menachem HaKoyin Ben Ito Genendel. You should have a speedy recovery, refuah shleima bekarov. If you'd like to sponsor, please reach out to me for sponsorship opportunities. Dveikus, says the Peleoyitz, is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Dveikus is not something that's for the elite, the chassidim, the tzaddikim. Oh, they have Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But me, when I get there, then I'll work on Dveikus. That's incorrect. We don't say Tefillin, put on tefillin. Ah, that's for the great tzaddikim. Tefillin is tayag mitzvahs. Gosh Baruch Hu says you have to put on tefillin. Tzedakah is a tayag mitzvah. Chesed is mitzvahs. Dveikus v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see from the pasuk uledavka boy, and you should cling to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Lamed pasuk chaf uledavka boy. That's the makor, the source of the pasuk of Dveikus. It's a tarjag mitzvah. We all have to be fulfilling this mitzvah. And the Peleoyitz will tell us that we might think we're doing this mitzvah already. Let's begin. Dveikus ba'Hashem yizbarachi mitzvah mitarjag mitzvahs. Dveikus is one of the 613 mitzvahs. Shehi dovek ba'Hashem Todir, b'cheshik rav, b'rishpei shal heves avu. What does it mean to be dovak b'akavish baruch hu? To be dovak b'akavish baruch hu is that a person is clinging to Hashem Yisbarach with a great, tremendous longing, a yearning, with flashes of fire, of constant, intense love to Hashem. Intense love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing stands in the way of love. When a person has this ava, this tremendous, intense ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't matter what the situation is, he's fulfilling the mitzvahs of Hashem. And there's no greater attribute of this intense ava. There's nothing greater than this mitzvah of Dveikus ba'Hashem. It doesn't mean it's the greatest of Tarek mitzvahs. What he means is, when there's a Dveikus ba'Hashem, a person will be propelled to constantly fulfill the mitzvahs on the greatest level. And since it's such an amazing, amazing, great mitzvah, its significance is so tremendous, it's koishi, its difficulty to perfect it is also great. Hakol lefi ma'aseh shel adam ulefi hishtadlusoy b'machshava dibur ma'aseh yoyim yoyim hoylech v'gadol. However, a person can achieve this in relation to a person's actions and his efforts, hishtadlusoy b'machshava, in his thoughts, in his speech, in his actions, one day at a time, a person's growing to come closer, to become stronger, to bench with more kavana, to make a bracha slower, thinking, appreciating, Hashem, you gave me this delicious peach. Famous Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. A person who's mekadosh himself down here. We just had the parsha Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. Person holds himself back. He's mekadosh himself down here. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to mekadosh you up there in Shemayim. I'm going to give you more siyata Shemayim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to pour on this person more siyata shmaya. V'chol adam chayuv kishi uri. V'chol adam chayev kishi uroi. Each person and every single person, men and women, are obligated in this mitzvah uledav kaboy in dveikus b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Leishtadel b'chol koychei lekayem mitzvah zu, to make every single effort to fulfill this mitzvah in every single ability that they have. Mitzvah zu de kavasu b'chol eis shezoicher. Pelioid says, whenever you remember at that moment that you have this opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah, do this mitzvah. And he gives an eitzah. He gives an eitzah. An eitzah is, let's say a person spends a lot of time in his study at home, or let's say a lot of time in his office, or in the kitchen, wherever you might find yourself to spend a lot, large part of your day. Write for yourself a little note. A little note. Umatoy shia kosov etzlai bemokam shiyoyshev liyoyz lizikorun bein ein of tamid. That you have a little note. You might not want to write down dveikus, because when you're doing inyonim of mitzvahs like this, you don't want to attract people to make fun of you. You want to do it sneers. Okay, write for yourself a note. You'll figure it out what you should write. And the purpose of writing this note is to remind you to do this mitzvah. Is to remind you to be Dovak Bagosh Baruch. Let's review so far. We have a mitzvah deraisa to cling to Akosh Baruch. This mitzvah deraisa is of the greatest mitzvahs. Ve'en lecha mida toi vehimenu. The koilo ba. Everything is included in this powerful mitzvah. And when a person is mishtadel and he works on perfecting his speech, a husband to a wife to a husband, the parents to the children, rebbeim to the talmidim, people to each other, he is fulfilling this mitzvah uledav kaboy on a basic level. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Habolitar Mesayin Oisai. You want to come to do this mitzvah properly? You're working on yourself in machshava, in dibur, in maisa, in thought, in speech, in actions. I'm going to help you more. Before we stop with this shiur, I want to just point something out, that when a person, many times, the way the Yetzer Hara works, that when a person tries to mechazik himself in a certain inyan, in a certain mitzvah, a certain midah, the Yetzer Hara, he's there with us. And he throws us these potholes, and these bumps in the road, and the difficulties to distract us and to discourage us. Don't stop. Continue plugging away. And the Yetzer Hara will be subdued. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you more Siyat Deshmaya, and you will be successful. Don't stop. Habol Litar Mesayin Oisai. Habol Litar. You make that effort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the Siyat Deshmaya to be successful. Hashem says, I want you to be close to me. Hashem says, I want you to be close to me. You make that effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will welcome you with open arms. The next shiur, Mitzvah Hashem, will continue to discuss how does a person practically, what does he do to become close to Hashem? What does he do to become close to Hashem? Once again, today's shiur is a schus for Rafur Shleimah, for Rafol Yisrael, Menachem, Akoyin, Ben Ito, Yenendol, Yisrael, Rafur Shleimah, Bekarav.